It can't be said indirectly or gently, nor should it be. It can only be and should only be said directly. You cannot be a Christian and be a supporter of abortion. To do so is to go against the Word of God, and no interpretation is needed. God's command on this matter is as direct can possibly be. It's in Exodus chapter 20, verse 13. You shall not murder. Period. End of discussion. Despite that direct command, those in favor of abortion will claim, well, that doesn't apply to abortion. All right, let's turn to Proverbs chapter 6, verses 16 through 19. These six things the Lord hates, yes, seven are an abomination to him: a proud look, a lying tongue, hands that shed innocent blood, and it continues with a heart that devises wicked plans, feet that are swift in running into evil, a false witness who speaks lies, and one who sows discord among brethren. But is their blood any more innocent than a child's in a mother's womb? Every time a child's life is snuffed out by abortion, God's greatest gift is being mutilated and tossed into a scrap bucket. Psalm 127:3 teaches us, behold, children are a heritage from the Lord, the fruit of the womb is a reward. Also in Ecclesiastes chapter 11, verse 5, as you do not know what is the way of the wind, or how the bones grow in the womb of her who was with child, so you do not know the works of God who makes everything. We've all heard the phrase an eye for an eye, right? That saying has its origins in God's word about the taking of a life in a mother's womb. That's found in Exodus chapter 21, verses 22 through 25. If men fight and hurt a woman with child, so that she gives birth prematurely, yet no harm follows, he shall surely be punished accordingly, as the woman's husband imposes on him, and he shall pay as the judges determine. But if any harm follows, then you shall give life for life, eye for eye, tooth for tooth, hand for hand, foot for foot, burn for burn, wound for wound, stripe for stripe. I know I've been focusing on teachings from the Old Testament. You want something from the New Testament about how life is precious in the eyes of God? Here's what Jesus said in John chapter 10, verses 14 and 15. I am the good shepherd, and I know my sheep, and am known by my own. As the Father knows me, even so I know the Father, and I lay down my life for the sheep. Don't you find it both curious and hypocritical how those who are so strongly in favor of abortion are equally as passionate in their opposition to the death penalty? If that's you, then you're actually placing the life of a convicted criminal over the life of an innocent child in a mother's womb formed by God. If a child in the womb is meaningless, as those who support abortion say, then why did Jesus come to the world from Mary's womb? His coming was for the salvation and preservation of life and soul.